the lottery. How did you feel? What else did you buy?
Répétez aussi. Where did the students go? Why did the music stop? Comme Benjamin, nous avons utilisé dans ces questions did suivi du sujet et suivi de l'infinitif sans to. Nous connaissons maintenant l'histoire de Mathieu. Vous avez entendu vrai ou faux à des énoncés. Vous avez répondu à des questions. Vous avez appris à utiliser le simple past pour exprimer des actions passées et vous poser des questions. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Deux questions d'étiquette dans le milieu des affaires. Première question, les Américains dans les milieux d'affaires utilisent-ils leur prénom ou leur nom de famille?
Do Americans usually use their first name or last name in business?
First name, c'est le prénom. My first name is Michel. Last name, nom de famille. My last name is Joseph. What is your first name? Quel est votre prénom? À vous de me répondre. What is your first name? What is your last name? Quel est votre nom de famille? Répondez-moi. What is your last name? Comme vous allez entendre, pour Gary, c'est une question difficile.
This is a difficult question. To be safe, use the name that the other person gives you.
This is a difficult question. C'est une question difficile. To be safe, use the name that the other person gives you. Pour être sûr de ne pas faire une gaffe, to be safe, donnez-lui le nom qu'il ou elle se donne, le prénom ou le nom de famille. Gary dit, quand il se présente, please call me Gary. Veuillez m'appeler Gary. Please, call me Gary. C'est ainsi que vous donnez la permission à l'autre personne de vous appeler d'une certaine façon. Écoutons la conversation qui suit à propos de la première question.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello, Gary. Our listeners have sent in some email questions, Gary. Our first question is, do Americans usually use their first name or last name in business?
Well, this is a difficult question. To be safe, use the name that the other person gives you. I always say, please call me Gary.
Gary dit, I always say, je dis toujours, always. I always say, please call me Gary. Littéralement, s'il vous plaît, s'il te plaît, appelle-moi Gary. Appelle-moi Gary. Please call me Miss Joseph. Please call me Mrs. Joseph. Ce qui nous amène à la prochaine question d'étiquette. Elizabeth demande à Gary, when speaking with women in business, quand on parle à des femmes dans un contexte d'affaires ou professionnel,
when speaking with women in business, when should we use Miss, Mrs. or Ms?
When should we use, quand doit-on se servir de? When should we use Miss, Mrs. or Ms? Miss, mademoiselle, ou comme le dit Gary, for single women, pour les femmes célibataires, single, women, les femmes célibataires, miss, ou bien Mrs., madame, for married women, pour les femmes mariées, for married women.
Well, miss is for single women, Mrs. is for married women.
Ou encore, Ms., un mot nouveau qui est neutre et n'implique pas le statut de célibataire ou de marié à la femme en question.
Ms. is easier to use than Mrs. or Miss because you don't have to know whether or not a woman is married.
Écoutez la conversation qui suit.
Our next question is, when speaking with women in business, when should we use Miss, Mrs. or Ms.?
Well, Miss is for single women, Mrs. is for married women. Ms. is easier to use than Mrs. or Miss because you don't have to know whether or not a woman is married. I always use Ms. because with Ms. I usually don't offend people.
What do most American women in business prefer?
I believe that most American women prefer Ms.
Thank you, Gary.
Finissez la phrase. Vous allez entendre le début et vous devez terminer la phrase. Écoutez et finissez la phrase.
Some people use their first name in business, but others prefer to use their last name.
Le nom de famille.
They prefer to use their last name.
Le nom de famille.
Most American women prefer to be addressed as Ms. They prefer to be addressed as Ms.
Ms., c'est neutre.
In the past, people used to address all married women as Mrs.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Bienvenue à l'Anglais Express.
Straight from the horse's mouth. Cette expression idiomatique américaine concerne l'exactitude et la précision. Straight from the horse's mouth. Ça vient directement de la bouche du cheval. Écoutons ces personnes pour comprendre le contexte.
Did you hear that rumor going around about Craig and Cheryl calling off their wedding?
Yeah, I heard it straight from the horse's mouth. Craig told me he's calling off the wedding. I didn't want to ask too many questions, but it's true.
Est-ce que l'on regarde vraiment dans la bouche d'un cheval pour connaître la vérité?
Straight from the horse's mouth.
Directement de la bouche du cheval. Cela veut dire que vous avez obtenu l'information directement de la personne concernée et non pas à travers des rumeurs. Donc, que vous connaissez toute la vérité. Mais pourquoi le cheval?
Oui, why the horse? Le cheval, c'est ça la grande question.
Et pourquoi la bouche?
Et pourquoi
why the mouth?
Pourquoi pas le nez?
Par exemple,
ouais.
L'expression vient du fait que dans le passé, pour connaître l'âge d'un cheval, il fallait examiner ses dents. Donc, si votre information vient directement de la bouche du cheval, sous-entendu de la personne concernée, c'est la vérité. Et voilà pour l'Anglais Express.
Welcome to lesson number 48 of English USA. Ici Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique. Bienvenue à la leçon numéro 48 de English USA. Aujourd'hui, nous serons en compagnie de Martin Lerner et de son fils Alan. Ils veulent acheter des chaussures et une chemise dans une boutique de vêtements pour hommes, a men's store. Non. Vous apprendrez à décrire ce que vous voulez acheter. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph.
Hi, Dad. What are you doing?
Waiting for your mother and Sue.
When are they coming?
At 2 o'clock.
You're early. Come with me.
Where?
I want to buy a pair of shoes.
Where are we going?
Right here.
What kind of shoes do you want?
I need dress shoes.
I like these shoes. Do you like this kind?
No, they're for old men. May I help you? I want to look at some shoes.
What color?
Black.
Do young men wear black shoes?
Sometimes.
What kind of shoes do you want? Casual shoes?
I want dress shoes, but a little casual.
He doesn't want old men's shoes.
I see. Do you like these? We have them in brown and black.
They're okay.
Let's try them for size. What size do you wear?
Size 11.
Your foot looks bigger than size 11. I'm going to bring a pair of 11 and a half, too. Please sit down.
Do you like these?
They look too casual.
Let's try these.
Okay.
How do they feel?
They're too small. Do you have a bigger size?
Yes, I brought a pair. Try these.
That's good. It feels good. It's just right. What size is that?
Size 12.
Size 12? Let's try something else.
Tell me what you like.
I want black shoes. I want a dress shoe to wear at night.
A little casual.
Yes, a little casual. But I don't want a heavy shoe.
This one?
No, it's too big. It looks big.
Size 12 is a big shoe.
I know, but this one looks big.
You want dress shoes that are black, a little casual, but not big and heavy.
Yes, that's right.
Do you like this shoe?
It's green.
I have black ones.
Okay, let me try that one.
Vous avez déjà appris certains mots dont on se sert pour décrire des vêtements, par exemple « big »,« black ». Notez aussi que pour les chaussures, par exemple, « size 11 », taille 11. « I want size 11 shoes ». Je veux des chaussures taille 11.
« I want black shoes ». « I want dress shoes ». « I want size 11 shoes ». « I don't want size 12 shoes ». I don't want heavy shoes. I don't want big shoes.
Répondez maintenant aux questions de Martin Lerner. Commencez par I want. Par exemple, I want shoes. Or, bien, I want black shoes. Donc, vous répondrez à ces questions. Il vous demandera, par exemple, What color of shoes do you want? Vous voulez des chaussures de quelle couleur? À ce moment-là, vous répondez « I want black shoes » ou « I want brown shoes », etc. Allez-y.
What color of shoes do you want? What kind of shoes do you want? What size shoes do you want?
Répondez aux questions qui vont suivre en disant ce que vous ne voulez pas. I don't want. Pour ce que vous voulez, rappelez-vous, I want. Pour ce que vous ne voulez pas, I don't want. Je vais vous demander, do you want casual shoes? Voulez-vous des chaussures décontractées ou plutôt ordinaires? Do you want casual shoes? À vous de répondre, I don't want. Casual shoes. I want dress shoes. Je ne veux pas des chaussures décontractées ou ordinaires, je veux des chaussures habillées. I want dress shoes. À votre tour.
Do you want casual shoes? Do you want heavy shoes?
May I help you?
I'm looking for a shirt.
What kind of shirt? A sports shirt or a dress shirt?
A casual shirt.
You're very tall. What size do you wear?
I wear a large size.
Look at these. Do you like these colors?
exerçons-nous en faisant des courses dans un shopping mall aux États-Unis. And that's it for lesson number 48 of English USA. You're now ready to go shopping. Vous êtes prêts maintenant pour aller faire vos achats de vêtements ou de chaussures dans un shopping mall ici aux États-Unis. Practice hard, alone or with friends and family. Exercez-vous, même tout seul ou en famille et avec des amis. Until next time, goodbye. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct
et de pratiquer l'anglais avec
Michel
et Roger.
Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Participez à Anglais Télé.
Retrouvez-nous aussi sur notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.
Welcome to Anglais Télé, bienvenue à Anglais Télé, votre émission pour pratiquer l'anglais. This is where you learn how to practice English. My name is Michelle Joseph.
And I am Roger Muntu.
And we have two guests with us today.
Hi everybody, I'm Isa Takenaro.
And?
Hi, I'm Yubin Kim.
And we're very happy to welcome our guest also in DRC, Portland, Maine. We're discussing about, and Mali, sorry.
That's right. There's a lot of people in Mali.
We have to.
Yes.
Not, we must not forget our
That's
listeners.
That's right. Okay. That's right. That's correct.
So we're going to continue with to have.
Mm-hmm. Part two.
Part two, yeah. Which basically, there are challenges with to have, because especially with the contractions.
Right.
When we're using she, he, or it, has, when we do the contraction, it's or he's or she's,
yeah,
it can be confused with is. She's very pretty, or she's got a lot of work to do. He's, so the he has and she has, or he is or she is, mm-hmm, when that contraction happens, sometimes it's difficult to find out.
Yes.
What is this exactly?
Yep.
Do you have an idea of an example that you could use in that context? Maybe Roger can help
you. Yeah, I have an example here. This is what Michelle is trying to say. Third person of singular of the verb to be is he is or she is. You contract that, you're going to be his. He's sick.
Yeah.
He's hungry. He's French. She's American. She's, no, she is.
It's.
Contraction, she is.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of it is. Here in America, if you say, oh, it is funny, they know you're not American.
Yeah, okay. Right.
That's it.
It's going to sound bizarre.
They know you're not American, yeah. If you say, oh, it is cool, they know you're not American.
Okay.
The Americans say, it's cool. It's funny. It's, they contract a lot. So this is the verb to be. Let's come back to the verb to have, the one Michelle was saying. There's also a third person in to have, which is he has, she has, or it has. That also has a contraction,
mm-hmm,
that also he's, right?
Yeah.
You can also put that contraction.
Yeah, so he's got.
He's got. So the only difference here, if I should add to what Michelle was saying, the how would you know is because the one with the verb to have has to be followed by a verb.
Right.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you say, it's cool, cool is not a verb, so that's fine.
Okay.
We know that's to be. But in to have, you say, he's got to leave tonight. He's got to leave tonight. To leave as a verb.
Yes.
So we know that's got it.
He's
right?
Has.
Does that make sense?
Yes, I got it.
Got it?
Oh, okay. She got it.
Did you get it?